You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up today at 6 on 1A Plus, get the latest on yesterday's impeachment vote and what comes next. That's today at 6 on 1A Plus. Now, in his State of the State address this week, Governor Evers named expanding broadband internet access a key priority for the coming year.
I'm proud that my first biennial budget invested $54 million into broadband across our state, the largest state investment in broadband in our state's history. Well, not to be outdone, we're going to do it again in this budget, except this time we're going to nearly quadruple it. My 2021-23 biennial budget will invest nearly $200 million over the biennium into broadband. That's five times the amount invested in the 2013, 2015, and 2017 budgets combined.
That's the governor's proposal. It would still have to go through the budget process and the legislature. We recently received a question from a listener about broadband internet access. Just before the November election, Dan Hudzinski from the La Crosse area wrote to us looking at state political races. Candidates have been talking about how they have worked to increase broadband access in the state. Where are we seeing results? Dan asked. When we reached out to Dan, he further explained that he would like to know if there is any notable rural broadband expansion in Wisconsin, and if so, whether it's driven by municipalities with their own broadband co-ops instead of relying on private companies to move into the area, and what is the state's role in all of this. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is internet access like where you live? Good, bad, could be better? How about the cost? What do you think of the governor's proposal to expand access and invest state money in doing so? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Danielle Kading starts things off for us. She's a WPR reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
You've been reporting, Danny, on the lack of access, broadband access, especially in rural parts of the state. What are some of the biggest gaps and problems we see?
Yeah, well, some of the major gaps that we're seeing are obviously in rural areas that are typically underserved or unserved. You know, there was a recent report that came from the research firm Forward Analytics that found more than 430,000 people in rural areas of Wisconsin lack access to high-speed internet. That's about 25% of the state's rural population. And less than half of the residents of 9 counties in Wisconsin had access to high-speed internet, and some of those included Ashland, Clark, and Douglas counties.
In that report and elsewhere, what are people saying about the damage of that access not being there for so many people in the state?
Well, it's been really highlighted during the COVID-19 pandemic how critical that high-speed internet is when we've got people who are working from home remotely or doing virtual schooling. You know, it really causes problems when you're trying to do video streaming for instruction or other purposes for work. You really need that high-speed internet, which is basically considered by the FCC to be about 25 megabits per second download. So it can really interfere with people's ability to make a living or get educated in Wisconsin.
And what are people pointing to, Danny, as roadblocks to getting that that kind of speed even to rural parts of the state?
Well, obviously funding is one and population is another problem. You know, with broadband infrastructure, it's often just too costly to develop in rural areas where there's not enough people to make the business case for such a large-scale investment. And so that's why we see a lot of this public investment coming from the FCC or the federal government, you know, on down to the state government. Governor Evers, like he said in his address, is planning to invest around $200 million. That's going to require support from the Republican-controlled legislature. And, you know, he's previously proposed increasing funding for broadband expansion in Wisconsin. That was scaled back a bit under his last budget proposal by lawmakers. But this is something that has gained bipartisan support from both Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. Now we'll bring on some additional guests for more on the state's efforts to expand broadband access. Jared McCollum is a state broadband director for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Jared, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
And Theron Rutna is IT director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. He's also a member of the governor's task force on broadband access. Theron, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Rob. We appreciate you having us on today.
And Jared, I'll start with you. How does the state's broadband office and the Public Service Commission fit into this effort to provide internet access, high-speed internet access around the state?
Yeah, Rob, that's a great question. And certainly the broadband office at the PSC is a key part of this equation. It was spoke about earlier, broadband expansion grants from the state level are certainly a key component to helping to reach those harder and more challenging to serve areas of the state. But also, I think the broadband office serves as a central hub for broadband related activities, bringing the right people to the room, bringing stakeholders together, because this is a challenging issue and it requires a kind of an all hands on deck approach.
What do you see as some of the key challenges, Jared, when it comes to expanding access?
I think it was spoken about earlier. Some of the key challenges are related to population density, the fact that return on investment isn't there in certain areas of the state. Those are areas of the state that are considered hardest to serve or most challenging to serve. Terrain can be an issue, as well as funding. I think the matter is that broadband expansion is an expensive and timely process. So funding is a key component as well.
Now, Theron, you're wearing a couple different hats on this. I want to start by asking you for your perspective on internet access and challenges for the Red Cliff Band that you're working with.
The Red Cliff Band is a very rural tribe in the northernest part of Wisconsin. So we take many of the problems that Jared has and multiply them. Money, access, time, rural area, as well as our terrain is very difficult. Mostly, what Red Cliff has been dealing with is trying to secure enough money and enough partners between the PSC and private partnerships to be able to make broadband come up to the reservation. The PSC and the state have done a very impressive job in making this available to the tribes. Red Cliff Tribe has two PSC grants currently, one to distribute wireless to its membership and another to bring true high-speed broadband fiber to the reservation through Norvado.
And how, Theron, does this affect the economic well-being of the community, not having this access or as you start to get it, the benefits you see from it?
Without broadband access, there is no modern economy. It simply doesn't exist. So without the membership being able to access the internet, they cannot do e-commerce. They cannot buy things from Amazon. They cannot even connect to government resources in a timely and meaningful manner. Bringing this to the membership, which will hopefully be happening in the early parts of FY21, this will mean that the economic development capacity for the tribe will be significantly increased.
And Theron, you're also working on the governor's task force on broadband access. Are you hearing similar stories, maybe different from local perspectives, but similar stories from communities around the state?
With the governor's task force, we are hearing exactly the same thing from all the rural areas. The tribes themselves are amplified in a way because of our unique problems, but each of the rural municipalities has the same issue. There's electricity to everywhere, but there isn't broadband to everywhere.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Alex is with us in Prairie du Chien. Alex, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So here's what I was thinking. I just purchased a rural property that have cable, internet, none of that. It was only a landline phone and only like one cell carrier would even get service like in and around my house. So I actually switched services to the phone company that only got one or two bars. And then I investigated, I can get a signal repeater, which boosts it to the maximum that you can get anywhere else. And then I just upped my data plan on my phone, like $30. And then I have unlimited internet and I can use my phone signal for a Wi-Fi. And it's actually quite fast. Thank you.
Alex, thanks a lot for that call. And Jared, I think a lot of people are in that finagling mode that Alex was in, but can things like, okay, I'll boost my phone signal or go to satellite, are those going to do the job that we're hoping to see from something like a broadband, actual wired broadband?
That's a great question. I appreciate the question. I think broadband really shouldn't be thought of as a luxury anymore. It's really a critical need for Wisconsinites. So unfortunately, there are people experiencing similar situations to the caller. I think the broadband office wants to invest in forward-looking, future-proof technologies. So things like that are great for securing the future of our Wisconsinites and really helping them with the modern economy.
Thanks for that call. We'll go to Michael now in Park Falls. Michael, hi.
Hi. I think that, well, first I should state, I'm also the mayor of the city of Park Falls and dealt a lot with this issue. Going along with the gentleman from the Red Cliff Tribe, glad he mentioned Norvado. They've been the most willing partner that I've seen as a co-op trying to extend access to areas up here. They just ran a new trunk, I think from near Ashland all the way through Price County and through Park Falls. And they're really on the business, looking to have large business customers. And we've seen a large influx of people moving from larger cities into this area within the last year. And everybody is limited to what is the closest I can be to the town, but have the best broadband access because of remote working. And I'm surprised of how many times people have decided they can't live here because they can't find the housing they need with broadband access.
Interesting. Michael, thanks for the call. Theron, a lot there. First of all, does it make it harder to, you know, pick a community as a way of life without that broadband access, at least for many people these days?
For many people, it is nearly impossible to live somewhere without broadband access. Without broadband, you can't work. And for the tribe, it becomes an additional difficulty when tribal members want to return to the reservation later in life, or perhaps to actually have their families and to settle down. They cannot continue their jobs because there's no broadband for them to be able to work from. I completely agree with the mayor of Park Falls that the trunk lines that Norvado's been putting in have brought a lifeline of broadband to these municipalities. The difficulty then becomes that the municipalities and tribes have to be able to spread that broadband out to the people who live there or to the membership of the tribe. And that becomes a significant difficulty.
Thanks a lot for that call. We are talking to Theron Rutna, IT director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians and a member of the governor's task force on broadband access. Also with us, Jaron McCollum, state broadband director for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How is internet access where you are? How effective is it? How's the price? Do you wish it could be better? Does it shape decisions like where you live, where you do business? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation based on a Why Wisconsin question about expanding broadband internet access, especially for rural parts of Wisconsin. Our guests are Jaron McCollum, State Broadband Director of the Public Service Commission, and Theron Rutna, IT Director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, member of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. And you at 800-642-1234 if you have a question or comment about your local broadband service or lack of same. Let's go back to your calls now. Jim is with us in New Richmond. Jim, hi.
Yes, thank you. I live in New Richmond, which I'm not sure I consider New Richmond to be rural. We're a community of about 10,000 people in the heart of St. Croix County, and our internet service is awful. We average, at my house about 2.5 megabits a second. Last night it was 0.69 megabits a second. This morning I went over to Stillwater, grabbed a cup of coffee at the local coffee shop in Stillwater, Minnesota, which is 14 miles away. And the speed at the coffee shop was over 80 megabits a second. So it's, the problem isn't just in the rural farming areas. It's, in some communities and cities in northern or northwestern Wisconsin.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. And Jared, I've heard that, you know, people are like, I'm in the northern part of Dane County or something like that. People not that far from cities still having experiences like Jim's. How much is this a problem outside of rural areas?
I agree. I do think it can be a problem outside of the rural areas. I think, you know, oftentimes it's the rural areas are considered the areas that are most unserved, but there are areas just outside of, like you said, and portions of Dane County that are still struggling for access. And to the caller's point, speed is critical, especially in today's world that we're living in. Upload speed can be critically important for video conferencing, telehealth, things, applications like that. So speeds are important, and it's not only the rural areas. There are some urban and some suburban areas that are experiencing issues as well.
Thanks for the call. Eric joins us next in Marathon County. Eric, hi.
Hi there. I really appreciate everybody's initiative in pushing this forward. I serve on Marathon County's broadband committee, and I've been pushing this issue ever since I moved back to the rural area of Marathon County. I'm just outside of Wausau, and we are pushing extremely hard. But, you know, the one thing that I would like to point out, you know, to all our listeners is the fact that access and speed is often misunderstood. You're talking to somebody that might influence speed that lives in a city. 25 megs would be amazing for some of our residents, but at the same token, it's not always that. And a lot of the listeners that are calling in are saying, you know, I'm barely getting 1 megabit per second. I think it's often misunderstood by the influencers that live in a larger city that get 100 megs or even 1 gig of service, and it's hard to get that across and understood.
Eric, thanks a lot for that call. Theron, do you see that kind of understanding gap maybe from people who are used to really high-speed internet maybe in more urban areas?
Yes, Rob, we see that understanding gap with many people who are used to living with true broadband. But those of us on the Wisconsin Broadband Task Force have seen that, and we are bringing that directly to the governor's ears and directly to the ears of the influencers, the businesses, and the people who do the regulation in and around Wisconsin. That's one of the first things that was talked about, and that quality of service is a significant and fundamental portion of the Broadband Task Force itself. We're looking at that. We're looking at access as a separate concept, and we're looking at how to actually solve these problems. So to the listener's comment, we see it, we hear it, and we're bringing it as high as we can take it.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking about broadband access in Wisconsin. Theron Rutna with us, IT Director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Jaron McCollum with us, Public Service Commissioner of Wisconsin, State Broadband Director. Back to your calls now. Jay is with us in Seneca. Jay, hi.
Hi. Sure happy to talk to you about this. I am the chairman of the Crawford County Communications Cooperative, otherwise known as 3Scene Co-op. We have been working for 4 years now to get fiber to the home and premises of all of the 3,605 locations in Crawford County that we have identified that are either underserved or unserved with broadband, and have encountered some significant issues with getting approved for funding with RUS and its other funding sources. We are working on funding from Public Service Commission, but the cost for the whole project is would require us to break this into many subsections versus funding the whole system.
Interesting. Thanks a lot for sharing your experience there. Jaron, he's worried about kind of piecemeal funding, at least in the current funding scenario.
Yes. Hi, Jay. Good to talk to you. We've spoken before. It is true. We at our current funding levels, we have $24 million to award in our fiscal year 2021 broadband expansion grant program, and we've seen significant requests and demand for that program, over $60 million in requests. So the reality is, oftentimes, you know, there are quality projects that are unable to be funded. So oftentimes applicants break their projects into phases in an effort to make those projects a little bit more manageable bites. So I certainly understand the frustration, but with the funding levels as they are right now and the significant demand, it's kind of the reality that we're looking at.
Thanks a lot for that call. I appreciate it. As we start to run out of time, Theron, what are you hoping to see come out of the state budget and other sources to help the community you're working with and others around the state?
I'm hoping to see an increase in funding from the state towards all municipalities, tribes, and rural as well as suburban areas. What I would like to see is I would like to see where the roads go, the fiber must go. If we can reach that in Wisconsin, we'll reach all of our digital divides.
And Jaron, what's at the top of mind for you right now when it comes to expanding broadband?
That's a great question. Continuing to leverage our broadband expansion grant program, continuing to leverage our strategic partnerships across the state. We know that this is a critical issue that needs to be met head on. Continuing to look at things like broadband mapping and broadband mapping accuracy. I think that remains a key part of this equation, having accurate broadband maps. That's definitely a key priority. And also helping to address local planning efforts. We had an exciting partnership with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, our Broadband Connectors pilot program, and that was a successful pilot program to really address those local planning needs where we saw there's a significant gap. So those are some of the high priority efforts for myself and for the PSC.
We'll leave it there for now. Jaron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity.
And Theron, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you for allowing us to be on today, Rob.
We've been talking to Jaron McCollum, State Broadband Director for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, and Theron Rutna, IT Director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, member of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. Talked to them about efforts by the state to increase broadband in rural parts of Wisconsin. This conversation came from a listener question as part of the Why Scotson Project. Submit your own question. We might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/WhySconson. You can still share your comments, by the way, on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Jerry. The only internet we get is either satellite or hotspot through our cell phone. One isn't fast enough to work with the tablet software. The other is in very limited supply. Cassandra wrote, think back the Rural Electrification Act. If you live out in the country and this was never enacted, would you be in the dark today? Think of that as not having good access to Wi-Fi. Let us know your experience over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.